The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Oh, hello, universe.
Now boarding first class, small children, and fat guys.
Each of these cards contains a detailed scenario of a possible apocalyptic event.
Stand by.
We're preparing to orbit the planet.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go.
Zero for me. Out of $1.6 billion, I won't see a friggin' penny. I want a do-over, a redrawing. Or there'll be no Chris or Prada. Can't take my mom house hunting. Zero, zip, zilch, nothing. Some jerk in California stole what would have been my first Bugatti. Now I'm back driving mom's 82 Camry. And I'm out of gas, got zero cash since Powerball screwed me. Zero.
Yeah, and they were in Chino Hills, and I think that makes it especially painful, and they still have not surfaced with good reason because they are probably driving around in their Bugattis. Good evening, which brings me to Michael Meehan. Michael, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Drex.
You bet, man. And, yeah, we're all here, and we're all working. We're not in that 37% who have Martin Luther King Day off, so obviously we didn't win. Yeah.
Well, the guy who won in Chino Hills is actually trying to buy the Raiders and have him move to his house.
I like it.
Yeah, right on. I love it. Michael Meehan is a self-taught comic, painter, sculptor, writer, and now movie guy. Wow, you're doing it all.
You only get one life. You better jam it all in there.
That's incredible. And you're involved with Sketchfest. Let's start with that because I don't know what Sketchfest is.
Sketchfest is a very great comedy festival that goes on every January. I think this is the 15th year. And you have all kinds of great comedy groups. It started out with just six groups. My brothers, Howard and Chris, we were the Meehan brothers. We started it with Dave Owen and Janet Varney and Cole Stratton, and they were totally false people. And then there's a couple other groups. Casper Hauser and, but they had some great sketches. And so every night we'd do sketches, and they're just six groups. So we got very close. And then it was a success enough to go the next year. And so we did it next year. And then the word started getting out, and they started getting, groups from L.A. and then starting to get some bigger sketch players.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's gotten massive.
Well, and do you guys do improv, or is it,
Most of it's, it depends. I mean, now it's so varied. I mean, it's stand-up, there's improv, but in the beginning it was more sketches. But I saw Fred Willard last weekend right here at the Eureka, and he was hilarious, nice. Just in conversation with Cole.
That's a good guy.
Yeah, and it was so fun. But it was really fun in the beginning because there was such a camaraderie and, some nights there wouldn't be a full house or whatever, but it was enough of a success to keep going. And now everybody wants in, of course. And so full, at the Eureka right now is Phil Hendry.
I know.
Which is I was planning on going, I'll be going on the radio. And I was like, oh, I love Phil Hendry. I mean, he epitomizes the hilarious cat that you would see that you wouldn't see anywhere else, really.
It's incredible. I mean, what I'm finding out coming back to San Francisco 30 years later after I began my career is it's just a great town for comedians. Heather's had them, you guys rolling through here. It's just been fantastic.
It's always been a good comedy town. Yeah. Boston was like that as well. And then, guys get enough juice and then they go, well, I'm going to go to L.A. and make it. And then you never hear from them again.
whatever happened to so-and-so?
Oh,
right?
they're trying to get onto a studio lot so they can go into the green room and munch on the food table there. It can
and
be
now
very,
they're in jail.
Yeah, now they're in jail or it's, bleak.
It's kind of funny because they, SoCal and L.A. and San Francisco everybody thinks, and this is the mindset of where I came from in Chicago, well, it's California, but no, they're two different animals, even in radio or television and in comedy.
Oh, yeah. And Chicago's a great comedy town, too.
Yeah, it is.
But San Francisco, I think most comedians have a day job, too. So,
Uber drivers?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That is a good one.
But there's just huge celebrities coming through, like your film screening and something that Sally Field's going to be in is screening.
Huge celebrities.
You can meet her. It's just amazing. Like, and I saw that Lorraine Newman is doing something with Sketchfest, and I'm like, Lorraine Newman, I loved her when I was a little kid, you know, from Saturday Night Live.
Yes, to hear her name again. Yeah.
Yeah. Last weekend, my friends went to, I don't know, maybe it was a screening or just a panel at Castro Theater, I want to say. And all the Waiting for Guffman folks were there. And now I can't think of their names, yada, yada. And then one year, I went to something with Sketchfest with a girlfriend, and then we ended up eating Thai food with, like, Reggie Watts and Garfunkel and Oates, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. My YouTube superstar heroes, Garfunkel and Oates.
And that's the fun thing with the comedians that are rolling through here. It's like, yeah, we party with the audience. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're all, you know.
Yeah, we don't have our entourages like the big rock bands, so.
Right.
In any friendly you saw the show and you liked it? Oh, hey, let's go outside. Let's go party.
Will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any stalkers?
I wish I had stalkers.
Well, we'll take care of that tonight.
Perfect.
We'll get you a stalker.
Perfect.
It's happened before. I had some weird people calling when other fellas have been through here, and you're like, wait, he did what to you? Prove it.
Well, and so when we come back...
I'm stalker-free right now.
And when I'm going to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to ask you about your new film, Hey Monster, Hands Off My City.
That would be awesome, Drex. I'd love to tell you about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. I watched the clip with Heather today, and I thought...
We thought it was going to be about Airbnb, but it's not. Or is it a euphemism, a metaphor?
It's all... Yes, it's all of that, and an allegory as well. Those big words you have to use in college.
All right, Michael Meehan is my guest.
Drop out.
And we'll continue in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Finding quality local contractors, showrooms, auto repair shops, and professionals is no easy task. So for many years, savvy consumers have been using Bay Area companies that have earned the prestigious Diamond Certified Award. Local resident Nancy Stafford plays it safe by looking for Diamond Certified. Certified companies.
I felt that by using Diamond Certified, I was starting out ahead of the game and I could make my choices and from that point make my judgments as to who would best be in a position to serve me in a manner that I wanted to be.
Now, if you want quality when you're shopping for local companies, make sure they've earned Diamond Certified. Only those that rate highest in quality in a large survey of past customers qualify for Diamond Certified. Read Diamond Certified Companies' rating results for free. Go to diamondcertified.org.
You've set aside money for retirement. Have you considered how much income those investments can generate? And will it be enough to carry you through your lifetime with the lifestyle you're used to? Please join financial advisor and Bay Area retirement specialist Pat Matucci on Thursday, January 21st in Santa Rosa at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek at 7 p.m. Pat will discuss investments, retirement plans, cash flow, not exactly fun subjects to think about, but they're an important part of your long-term financial goals. Pat Matucci, Thursday, January 21st in Santa Rosa, 7 p.m., easy parking and refreshments served. Call for reservations. Thursday, January 21st, Hyatt Vineyard Creek, 7 p.m., 800-472-8305, or register online at don'tinvestandforget.com. 800-472-8305 or don'tinvestandforget.com. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Matucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated. A representative may contact you after seminar and insurance sales presentation. At Matucci, California Insurance License, number 0758212.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about Non24. Because learning more about Non24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Are you covered yet? Call CCHP now at 1-888-260-4782.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Right on, right on, and happy weekend, everybody. You're out of here. Unlike last night with the mother load of traffic jams. Holy crap. Now there was a basketball game playing and a debate going on, so I was on the sofa last night, but my significant other was in tears trying to get the hell out of here. I mean, you know what? And I was talking to Clark Howard on the way out tonight. You know, he was on his way out. I'm on
Clark
my
Reed,
way.
Yeah,
Clark Reed. I'm sorry. And and we were talking about the traffic yesterday, and there was no rhyme or reason for it. It was just volume. So to get from where we're at to the bridge, it was an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is normally, well, let's say normal commute, it'd be 20 minutes, right?
Right, yes.
No traffic. You could do it in 10 easily.
I can do it in 5 at 50 miles an hour when we leave.
At right? 10:30, yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Okay, well, back to my guest, Michael Meehan. He was doing Sketchfest all over the city. That's going on. And this movie that you have out is Hey Monster, Hands Off My City.
Yes.
It's a little twisted, Michael.
It believe me, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
It's at the Roxy tomorrow at 2 p.m. In the Mission, 16th of Valencia. And it is a who's who of San Francisco comedians. And it's a story about a monster and all kinds of other stuff that's going on in the city. So
it's fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's got a bunch of comedians, a bunch of musicians, acrobats, circus performers, actors. But there is a good story in it. And if you can hack your way through it, then you may find out what happens in the end.
Well, there you have
what
it.
What made you decide, I'm just going to make a movie? I mean, you had the idea for the story.
Comic, painter, sculptor. Okay, I'll make a film.
Well, that's what happened, really. But I did it as a one-man show for the San Francisco Fringe Festival, but I had to play like 8 parts. So then it was like, if I write a movie, I could get other people to play those parts.
Yeah, exactly. I'm feeling a little lazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that you paint and you sculpt. How long have you been doing that? Forever?
Yeah, I guess so. But I made a ton of props. We had to make a sniper rifle. So my brother and I were making we had to make all these props.
Yeah.
I sewed a bunch of costumes. Because I learned to sew as a kid, because, I have 7 brothers and sisters. You don't, know how to sew on your button. You don't have a button.
Right
so,
on. So, yeah. No, I feel it.
So, wacky.
But I love I love to talk to the painter, sculptor, writer guys, because, I had to stop doing the painting. I was so into painting, and I was doing really well with it in at the beginning of my years in Chicago. But, then I had to get sober, and that was the end of that. It just killed it. And my shrink crazy. He's like, if I have one more effing, a talent come in here and tell me they can't do this crap when they're sober, my head's going to explode. I said, well, it's going to explode because it's just not happening.
Well, I took a break. I took a break, Drex, from the painting and the boozing. And there was a lag there where I couldn't paint for a while, but then I got back into it. You have to approach it differently.
I know. Yeah, I tried, and I just don't feel it.
So painting without PBR, that's what you do now? You're clean?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Try spray paint. You get out. It's different.
Oh, well, you know what? That's kind of cheater, isn't it? Sober cheating.
Just make some stencils and go out and do some tagging or whatever.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is a great lead into one of the stories that I wanted to talk about. The feds now want to lower the legal driving limit to one drink. So they want to drop it to 0.05 nationally. Okay, I mean, here in California and everywhere, they're really pushing it here. Yes, this came out today. So one drink per person. And they also want to make sure that you stop talking on your phone and hand-free devices. Isn't that bizarre?
Can we just get the self-driving cars already?
Right, exactly.
They're already here.
Yeah. They can't get here soon enough. But then, you know, are you going to be allowed to be 3 sheets, 2 sheets? I don't know. 1 sheet to the wind when you're sitting there. We shall see. Michael, we were talking about during the break about doing radio. And one of my problems was with comedians was I was doing morning drive. So I would be doing Ron Owen shift. And these guys wouldn't come in. And the problem was they were, as I just mentioned, stone cold sober as I sit here today. And it was a great story about celebrities coming in. And Heather brought up Norm MacDonald.
The epic Norm MacDonald event.
I didn't know this story.
I couldn't quite remember which comic, and then I Googled him, and sure enough, the stories come up about his epic time on Ron Owens' show, and he was just out of it. And I remember I had seen him kind of walking down the hall, and he looked a little disheveled, but I didn't think much of it.
That's Norm, right?
But they literally kicked him off because he just couldn't, you know, rub two words together to make a coherent sentence, I guess. That's my recollection.
Well, and so that was the problem with doing morning, and it is the problem with doing morning radio and having, celebrities, but especially comedians in. You know, because it's like
you're out late running around, and right. Then you come in. Yeah, they used to have the morning radio show, and so yeah, that was a good forum. And you'd come in, you know, less than sober often.
I'm amazed that they make it sometimes. I slept through my alarm.
Yeah, it reminded me of so. Ron kicked him out. What
he
year
did,
was that?
Actually,
yeah, really.
Let's see. I still have the Google page open. 2011.
And you know, it's the strangest thing because it's been my experience, and I'm sure you meet a lot of big celebrities, and
tons.
I'm sure you run across them every once in a while, and most are really, really nice.
David Schwimmer almost ran me over in L.A. That's as close as I got.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, come on. Who else have you met?
What if he's going to be in the Friends reunion, because they're doing a Friends reunion.
It's not really a reunion.
I know, that's right, and Matt's not going to, Matt said no. So Matthew Perry will not be joining the so-called Friends reunion, and you're right.
I wonder why.
It's a little misleading.
Not so friendly.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a two-hour
exactly.
tribute
Thank
to
you.
James Burroughs.
Where's the Friends?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. But
weird.
It was the small people like American Idol's Clay Aiken was the guy I had to kick out of the studio. He had an ass attitude, and I was next.
Yes. You just didn't like his attitude?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's good power. And hold on to that, Drex. When you can tell people to go away and they do, I can't get my 8-year-old to do anything.
This is fun. So this just happened this week on American Idol. I want to play this for you. So Clay Aiken, who, by the way, I don't even know why they let him on American Idol, because he was trashing Idol on its debut night. You know, this is its last season with good reason. I mean, it's dying a pitiful death. I mean, last year was, I didn't even know who the last couple winners were. But, you know, it was a big thing for a long time. And Clay Aiken was on this week, and he met this contestant named Derek Huffman. And there were 4 trivia questions, all of which had the answer. Well, Clay, you can listen to what happened.
Which idol famously wore a tight red leather jacket and sang Grease?
That would be Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson.
Who was the first wild card contestant to make it to the finale?
I don't know. I'm just going to say a name, Simon Cowell, so I can get through the question.
Okay. Simon Cowell. I feel like that's probably not right. Who was the first former idol to run for political office?
Who was the one with the white hair? He was young, but he had white hair.
Taylor Hicks?
Taylor Hicks.
Are you talking about? Okay. Who starred in the Broadway smash Spamalot after being on Idol?
Adam Lambert.
Well, you know the answers were all me. So, well done. You did it. You got them all wrong.
I'm such a big fan. I promise.
And so deserved.
He fooled him.
Yes. I mean, you know, just wasn't a very pleasant guy. Just wasn't a pleasant guy.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, you know, so.
You know, I ran into, you know, you don't know. Sometimes people show up or whatever. I saw this friend of mine, and he has memory problems. And I wanted to say hi, but I forgot his name. So I had to avoid him so he wouldn't think I was making fun of him. So you never know when you're going to...
I do that all the time. Because when you're a public persona, you know, you meet all these people. They know who you are, but you don't know who the hell they are. And, you know, well, you met them sometime. And I remember meeting... I had Will Ferrell on my show. And I thought he was so dry. I just think that's the way he is in his personal life.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it was 7 o'clock in the morning. But
yeah, but...
He was pushing out.
No, but nobody's able just to sort of do that crazy moose stuff that he does and just go outrageous. So, yeah, the normal thing is just to kind of cruise and be dry. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And yet still be funny.
I know there's that on and off personality. I'm always amazed by those people because, I don't know, if you ask Sharon, I'm doing this show all the time and it never turns off. God, can you imagine the nightmare that must be? And it is.
For her?
Yes. Her life is a living hell. Okay.
Aww.
Oh, and I love her very, very much.
I'll go home and listen to some Drex tapes again.
Okay. Yikes.
Yeah. Well, what about, I mean, you seem to turn it off and turn it on, right? Your wife can stand you, obviously.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty funny, though.
Okay. Oh, is she in comedy?
No. She's in wetland restoration, so.
Yeah, you almost have to do that, I think.
You have to have somebody else. Otherwise, you're in competition.
Exactly. Yes, she is my Xanax. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll continue with Michael Meehan, and we'll talk about Sketchfest and his movie, which is out. Hey, Monster, Hands Off My City. Where is it playing?
It's at the Roxy.
At the Roxy, right
in San Francisco.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll check in with John Libertini coming up next on KGO 810.
Hi, it's Ryan Scott inviting you to join me on a spectacular...
About every day, it's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com or on the KGO app, which you can download on your smartphone, and we KGO go wherever you go.
Three winning Powerball tickets. One of the winners is from here in L.A. One's from Tennessee. The other one lives in Florida. Just what Florida needs, another retiree.
And this is crazy, and this is I've got some great information. Michael Meehan is a self-taught comic, and he's working with Sketchfest, and he has his new film out, Hey Monster, Hands Off My City, and so much more. But check this out. Michael, you'll love this stat. For $1 billion, 10% of people would commit arson, treason, or armed robbery, mug someone, or help kill themselves. And 22% would pose nude for a magazine for $1 billion. But 6% say they'd actually murder someone for $1 billion.
Wow.
$1 billion. Wow.
So this is why Sean Penn should be very concerned.
He should be.
Yeah.
He should be very.
And, you know, he's trying to walk that back. I don't know if you heard that story today. I mean, he's trying to say the Mexican government was giving him credit on purpose. You know, putting his life at risk, saying that he is the reason, along with Kate Del Castillo, that El Chapo was caught. And, you know, and now he is, and it looks like he's going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. I'm thinking to myself, well, dude, yeah, you know, I would think that you should be a little nervous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think I like what he did, though. I really have to say. And I got to... interact with him a little bit when he was here in the city doing Milk, which I thought was
fantastic and powerful. And he, Oscar.
But yeah, the filming of it was funny. Awesome because it was so fun. I played a cop with all these other cops, and we just have all these clashes with all these the guys playing the gays in the 70s. And so everyone had long hair. You know, the cops had big mustaches and the gay guys, and it was just always sort of this riot, so it was such a fun, tumultuous thing, but it was also had all these people that were there in the sort of the gay revolution, so it was a historic reenactment, you know, it was, you know, kind of like a Civil War reenactment type
powerful,
of thing. But
right.
Yeah, but
oh,
it was
cool.
It was
and
really...
you kept the mustache. You kept your cop stash, huh?
It's come back, but thank you, Heather. it's January for me.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to dryuary.
Yeah.
Some of the actual activists from the time were on the set working with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
But it
I
was
didn't
very
know
cool. And Sean Penn pulled it off really well. And it was cool because they had one scene where he comes in front of the city hall and he's all these cops are there, and he's supposed to be, making the peace or whatever. And it was cool. And I was just playing an extra. I was a cop. But mm-hmm. He came up, and I just gave him the most hateful stare. And so he started looking at me back. And then we had to do a bunch of takes. So every time he just totally – I gave him the hateful stare, and then he looked at me for that thing. So I felt
that's
I had a moment as a small peon on a set. So
a mind meld.
You got to love the guy, you know, for being an activist. But where this went wrong was, and what he says he failed to do was, you know, this was all about being anti the U.S. drug policy by meeting El Chapo. And we'll see this Sunday night on 60 Minutes with Charlie Rose. And he says, well, that was a failure. But we've got to be, you know, we're the consumers, so we have to take responsibility. That was the aim of his entire article with Rolling Stone. So, you know, this goes back to exactly what you're saying, Michael, back to his early activist days, even with that film.
Yeah, and he went to Iraq, too, before we bombed them, and that really helped Iraq. And then he went to Louisiana, too, I think, didn't he, during the Katrina, and that helped very well. So, I mean, but
this is a good city for him to hang out in, I would think.
It's a good city, but I admire him for just going in and not, you know, just blowing past all the government BS or anything
else. Right. Okay, so I agree with you there. It's just that when you're going to meet El Chapo, you would think that you would put a lot of thought into the ramifications and the consequences and the possibilities thereof.
He probably did, but how can you can't connect
You know, he's Sean Penn. He's like, you know, this guy's seen his movies. What was the one where he played the drug guy?
I don't know. There's so many
movies. Not Fast Times. The guy on drugs?
Yeah, no, it started with Fast Times, but yeah, not Spicoli, which he should have got an Oscar for that, by the way. He was robbed.
Yeah. But the drug lord one, was that just called Blow? Snow? What was that called?
Oh, I remember Blow, but I don't know if he was in that or not.
He wasn't in Blow. That was another
I think we all remember Blow. But we're still here, and that's the good news. You know, I wanted to talk about the city. I mean, we've got so much
exactly
going on.
And speaking of Blow, I have to say that as you get older, you know, you have like a mirror on your table and your friends come over and go, oh, you're going to do some cocaine? It's like, oh, no, I just have a growth on this thigh I'm trying to look at to see if you shine a light under there. I really want to see.
I know. Yeah. It's just.
I can't get my wife to check my paint. So
I'll have to have my buddy come over here. Look. You got that creeper from the your auto shop. Can you come over here and just put it under there with a light? I can't quite see what it is there.
I'm trying to check out my own prostate.
It's so true. Oh, the good old days.
I could get you kids to hold a mirror there and another one to hold the mirror there, I can see the reflection here, but stop moving. Just get the mirror and...
Well, I always love the sneak away to the bathroom, and then you think you're getting away with it, but not so much.
Not so much.
Turns out that repeats itself about every 30 minutes. Uh-oh, what time is it? Yikes. And then there is that. Okay, so the Super Bowl is around the corner, and I guess, although a lot of people, I guess Blozine will be coming back. It will be a thing here with the big crowds coming and the entire city shutting down. I mean, my God, for 3 weeks... I know we bitch and moan about the traffic here, but the three weeks, do we have to close the streets around?
Just really bracing ourselves.
I know, right?
It's a good thing we've had the El Nino, though, because if we're still in the drought with all those toilets flushing, we'd have nothing. We'd have nothing after the Super Bowl.
God, that's right.
Well, thank God the tourists don't know that they can go anywhere. We're okay with it.
Exactly. They always say, you know, they say that in the, restrooms for customers only, but the streets are for everyone.
That's right. Equal opportunity.
That's why it smells like pee. Okay. That's so funny because there's a fella, and we might get him on the show next week, who's saying he's trying to work with the city to remove the smell of urine and that it's important that we do so and quickly because all these guests are coming to our city. And I'm like, they're not going to be peeing everywhere. I don't know if you can keep up with all of that.
Well, we tried the pee wall. I mean, the pee paint. I don't know.
Just get more porta potties. That's all you got to do.
That's what I said, Michael.
Think.
Yes, you would just put more restrooms out there and let people use them. I don't understand what ask the big techies to make a donation and... Put up the piss bowls.
Invent
come on.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. We got
call them the Poogle Shacks.
The Poogle Shacks.
I like that.
It's very good.
Just don't want people doing drugs in them or having sex in them. That's why they don't put them out there. Plus, it costs them money. But they have enough money from all the tech money rolling in, so they should get people to have. And
that's what Airbnb should have done.
Airbnb. There you go. It's a wide open market.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, I mentioned Netflix and chill. And Serena, you know, that is a code for, come on, doozing it.
Come over.
Yeah, come on over. Netflix and chill.
Oh, my God.
Chill.
But Serena Williams, everything is a euphemism for sex.
Netflix
glass of wine.
And chill. Right.
Stop by. I've got, anyway.
Well, Serena Williams yesterday didn't know it. And, so I don't know.
What did she do? Yeah. Did she do
She was talking about, I guess she was talking to Harper's Bazaar. In an interview, and it was just published yesterday, and it was, I don't know, the conversation went to Netflix and chill. And do you know what that means, having sex? And she didn't know. And they had to explain it to her. She's like, oh, well, I'm old-fashioned. Didn't know that.
Good for her.
Good for her. Actually, I didn't know it
she
either.
Knows all about service, though. Why don't you come over and we'll try some of my service.
And you know, we were talking during the last break, the news break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Tinder and Grindr and all of the fun with that. It is Friday night, and Michael Meehan is my guest. And Sketchfest is going on tonight and everywhere in the city, right?
Oh, we're sketching it up here. That's code for, you know.
I mean, like tonight, are you going to be playing?
No, I'll.
He's working right here, not right now.
Yeah, he has to rest up for the big premiere tomorrow.
Yes, the huge premiere. Thank you.
And there's
a
Q&A afterwards with
Johnny Steele and Reggie Steele.
They're brothers.
Oh, that's great.
They're brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Hey Monster, Hands Off My City, playing at the Roxy. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You're good, Drex.
Okay, very good.
2 p.m. show.
I'm learning. Okay, we'll continue our conversation in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Sponsored by Vandiver. If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Good evening. Along with Heather, Michael Meehan is my guest. He's a comic, and he's got his new movie out, Hey Monster, Hands Off My City, which is playing tomorrow, 2 o'clock at the Roxy. So if you're in the city.
But first, the rhyming news. A pack of black crack maniacs attacked a shack in Hackensack, ransacking bric-a-brac, a black Pontiac. This pack is whack, Jack. Back. Whoa, look at that rack to you.
Well done.
It's perfect. It's perfect. You know, we were talking about friendly comedians, and Rob Schneider's name came up. And you know Rob.
Did a ton of shows with Rob. We did the Don Ho show at the other cafe way back when nobody remembers who Don Ho is.
Don Ho, Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny Bubbles.
Yes, from Hawaii. Yeah.
But yeah, Rob Schneider's done a lot of stuff. He grew up in Pacifica, so whenever he comes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Right. He was Don and you were the Ho? Oh, I'm sorry. That was mean.
Ho-Ho.
That was our wedding night. That's what the games we played. That was a different one, Heather.
Oh, to the hell. Yeah, well, you know, so this is interesting because we talk about Rob Schneider now. This is a guy who, you know, just kind of bubbled under. But really, I mean, he's a guy who, as we were talking about, reinvented himself. And now he's, this weekend, he has a film to drop, Norm of the North. Actually, it's an animated flick with, I don't know, Rob as a polar bear. Let's take a listen to a little clip. We'll give him a little plug here.
Out here in the wild, when you don't fit in, life can be a real bear, especially for Norm.
What good is a bear if he can't even hunt, huh?
But when his home is threatened,
humans are invading our land.
Norm of the North.
Dinner is served.
North. What?
I'm Big Bone.
There are some City by the Bay love, Rob, for free.
There you go.
Nice
there
stuff.
You go.
Nice stuff.
It looks kind of cute. I'm sure it has a green theme, save the polar bears, et cetera.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So he, you know, we were talking, staying in the business, but doing other things like you're doing, I mean, which is great. I mean, you all of a sudden you've got this movie thing going on. Hey, Monster, Hands Off My City. And by the way, it's going to be tomorrow at the Roxy, as we mentioned.
You reached that point, though, Drex, and I think you might know this, but you realize you're not the sweet young thing anymore. You're not the ingenue. So it's like, oh, I got to slog along here and try to pull something out of my hat. I'd not end up in celebrity rehab.
Because
that's the end.
Or celebrity marriage boot camp.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And you're at the end of the shoot.
And you're absolutely right about that. I mean, you know, you kind of hit that point in life where it's like, okay, boom, it's time to try something else.
But the show I'd like to do is Wipeout. To me,
really?
Yeah. Wipeout looks like a fun show to do.
What is it?
You know, it's where you try to jump onto the stuff, and if you miss, you get pummeled and you fall into the.
That's such a. That was, by the way,
because people love to see people falling down.
Well, that was a Japanese thing that, you know, was really huge in Japan, and it rolled over here. And you're right. I wouldn't be able to do that anymore. Damn. Okay. Well, you know, there's always the fun with Tinder and Grindr and all of those things.
You could just jump on a hoverboard and I'll take video of you with my phone. I think that's Wipeout, right?
There you go. Yeah. our own homemade wipeout. What's the old joke? What's the redneck's last words? Hey, y'all, watch this. Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and one of the things we were talking about, and Heather likes her Tinder a lot, and this is from today. Let me see here. This is the biggest time of the year. This is the biggest year. Yes, well, January and, well, the beginning of the year.
Oh, when everyone redoes their profile?
Yes, for online dating.
I'm lagging on that, but I do have.
Well, you're supposed to reset.
What?
Yeah, that's,
what do you mean reset?
That's like a beginning of the year thing.
Oh, just change everything up so it's all looks all new?
Right, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You play with any of these toys?
No. I try to meet people the old-fashioned way on the street.
Well, I would if any of them would ever look up, but they're busy swiping left and right.
Well, that's true. It's a totally different thing to meet people now. You have to. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's like impossible. You know what else? I mean, I'll make an observation, see if you agree. People don't look each other in the eye and, like, smile on the street or anything.
Nope.
Like, I feel like I try to do that a lot, and it feels like I get rebuffed, actually. You're like, so we can't be, like, San Franciscans together and be all, hey, it's a nice day, isn't it? Or, oh, hey, it's raining. Just nothing. You get no reaction from people sometimes.
I know. That's why I go to the airport with a box cutter and go through security just for the pat down, for the
Thank
contact.
You. For the human contact, exactly.
Look in the eye.
You know. So
I will take the glove, sir, yes. I'd like the special pat down.
And you have to take it, by the way. You can't pass on that anymore. That, you know.
You have to do the pat?
Well, they're still going to push you through the body scan even if you ask for the pat down.
Mm.
So, you know, you're going through that X-ray machine, whether you like it or not.
You get both.
But
the pat down, I'll be like,
who
oh,
has
you
undeveloped
a spot?
Film anymore to protest?
Right.
You know, back
I've
in
jammed
the,
some
right.
film canisters in a place. Please don't.
Well, people like, you know, who are listening, who are our age, and remember the good old days where you just put it down your pants and on the board you went. As long as you didn't send this, there was no metal involved. There were no difficulties.
Hurt. Nobody got hurt.
Right. It was a good time had by all.
Sure.
Yeah. that damn X-ray scanner has screwed everything up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's it.
As long as it wasn't too skunky weed or whatever, and then you just
right. Your underwear smells like skunk.
My God.
Yeah.
I love that story. I have to tell you, I had a friend. We went to Vegas, and so he decided to carry it. Okay, and so he got through because you know it's like, all right, well, we're in the car, we're in the shuttle, we're okay. Well, you know, the airport's open, it's wide open. You walk through the magnetometer or whatever the hell it is. We're cool. You get on the airplane. All of a sudden, I'm like, dude, seriously. The skunk, yeah.
The skunk in your junk.
Yeah, the skunk in your junk is going to get us. But nothing was said.
Wow.
You could even smoke in the old days on the airplanes. That's when you could get away with that, too.
Yeah, well, you remember back in the day, Southwest, and these were the good old days, actually served drinks as many as you wanted, as long as the flight lasted, for free.
Really?
Yeah, man. When I was in Texas, San Antonio to Dallas was the big jump all the time. And, you could be many sheets by the time you landed, even though it was a 50-minute flight.
Yeah, they've totally crushed people with air travel. But back in the 70s and even into the 80s a little bit, it was still glorious to fly.
It was
a party.
It was. And Southwest started in Texas and obviously in the Southwest United States. Mm-hmm. And that was the deal. I mean, that was their hook, that you can have as many drinks as you want.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody was like madmen
on
there.
It was fantastic. Oh, well, Michael.
But you kids, you go look at your phones and try to meet somebody. We'll talk about the good old days.
Yeah, right on. And looking back at that, how much fun was that? Well, Michael Meehan, thank you very much for coming in. Sketchfest is going on, and it continues through?
January 24th, I believe.
Right on.
You're correct.
All over the city.
I have the website open in front of me. And it's linked at KGO Radio, by the way. And that is where you'll go, of course, to get your tickets tomorrow for Hey Monster, Hands Off My City at the Roxy Theater with Mike Meehan, Johnny Steele, and Reggie Steele.
Yes.
Trying to think of the brother.
You're fantastic, and you're welcome back to the KGO studio anytime.
Oh,
I'd love to have
you. Thank
you
so much. Yes. And the green room was great. The hot tub's a little hot, but I just have to say you guys are wonderful. The masseuse. Ingrid really knows how to put that old Swedish.
Yeah, well, that's.
And so we pour cool. decent vodka too. None of that cheap stuff, right?
Oh no, no, it's good stuff.
That's why we call it the KGO Newsroom. Speaking of which, it's time to go to John Libertini coming up next. And then what's not erectile dysfunction? What are we talking about? Premature. Oh, that. Yes,
yeah.
Finishing too soon. Oh my God, it is Friday night on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's the start of a new year and time to make sure your retirement investments are in order.